This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the state of the war between Russia and Ukraine on the eve of its two-year anniversary.
Ukraine's military says Russian forces are probing its defenses in the country's northeast in what analysts say may be an ambitious new push, a four-pronged offensive aiming to break through the front line. Patrick Bury at the University of Bath.
This is about mass and scale. Long wars, and this is going to be, I think, a long war, peak and trough. They're won by defense industrial capacity.
And the holdups in Western aid for Ukraine.
The rate of which Ukraine can fire artillery is now dropping significantly against their Russian adversaries. For example, they overmatched them in certain areas of the front in July as they went into their offensive. Now they are maybe 5 to 7 to even 10 times reduced compared to the Russians, so the Russians can outgun them. And simply the way that this war is going at the moment, the Russians just bludgeon through. They will throw people at it. They will shell the hell out of everything. They're taking massive losses, but they don't care.
I'm Ben Thomas.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a private lander making it to the moon.
For the first time in more than 50 years, a U.S. spacecraft has landed on the moon.
Houston, Odysseus has found his new home.
The landing put the U.S. back on the surface for the first time since NASA's famed Apollo moonwalkers. But this time, the spacecraft was built and managed by a private firm, Intuitive Machines. CEO Steve Altemus acknowledged there were glitches.
I know this was a nail-biter, but we are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
Odysseus guided itself toward the surface for a relatively flat landing spot among all the cliffs and craters near the moon's south pole. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Senegalese President Macky Sall said on Thursday that he will end his term in April, as expected, but he didn't give a new date for the presidential election originally scheduled for Sunday. Sall, who is wrapping up two terms in office, postponed the election for 10 months, citing unresolved disputes over who could run. But his move was struck down by the Senegal Constitutional Court as illegal. A former FBI agent is back in custody following a court hearing a day earlier. We get the details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Defense lawyers say a former FBI informant who claims to have links to Russian intelligence and is charged with lying about a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden's family has been taken back into the custody of U.S. Marshals. Alexander Smirnov had been released with a GPS monitor ahead of trial. He was arrested during a meeting Thursday morning at his lawyer's offices in downtown Las Vegas. The arrest came after prosecutors asked a judge in California, where the case was originally filed, to reconsider Smirnov's custody status while he awaits trial. He is charged with making a false statement and creating a false and fictitious record. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Doctors and potential parents are wondering what to do next with the ruling by the Alabama State Supreme Court on frozen embryos. We get the details from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Several medical facilities, including the University of Alabama at Birmingham, are halting their in vitro fertilization programs, with the state Supreme Court saying that frozen embryos are legally considered the same as children, and providers can be held responsible for their deaths.
Equating an embryo to a child is scientifically unfounded.
In Atlanta, Dr. Jennifer Kawas at Emory's Reproductive Center,
limiting the capacity of physicians to care for patients with infertility.
But at the Fertility Institute of North Alabama, Dr. Brett Davenport tells the AP they'll continue providing services as usual.
We will adjust our informed consents and redo those with all of these patients.
Some legal experts think the Alabama ruling is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Poland's lawmakers have voted to approve over-the-counter access to morning-after pills for ages 15 and above, and a step to liberalize Poland's strict reproductive law. The vote Thursday was the first step in the plans of the new pro-European Union government to loosen the anti-abortion and anti-contraception law, which is among Europe's toughest. The morning-after pill is currently available only by prescription. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.